KSL News time is now 6:29, and speaking of that nasty weather out there, traffic and weather together, Triple Team Traffic, Andy Farnsworth, getting a lot of texts about some really nasty weather in parts of this part of the state, isn't it?
Yeah, and especially right now on the west side of Salt Lake County, you've got a report of a crash 6200 south, 5600 west in Kearns, right by the Walmart there, affecting north and eastbound traffic. I am seeing very wet road conditions on SR 201, already slowing traffic a little bit westbound, heading from 215 out towards West Valley and Magna. Usually we're seeing the slowing in the eastbound direction. Main line of I-15, just a couple extra minutes maybe from Draper to downtown. So far, it's holding up pretty close to the speed limit, Eric Butler.
And just scanning the cameras out on I-80 in the mountains, that's looking a little bit wet here and there from Parley Summit all the way down into the valley. Right now in Utah County, you've got decent speeds on I-15 despite some moisture between American Fork and Lehigh. Northbound from Springville, 22 minutes to the point. Heather?
We've got a pretty bad crash in Ogden. It's on 12th Street. It's heading westbound toward I-15 and looks like most of your lanes are blocked in that area. Police are directing traffic, but it's causing quite a bit of backups into Ogden. You're going to want to find an alternate route to I-15. Once you're on I-15, we already have some pretty slow traffic now between Layton Parkway, the US 89 split in Farmington, with a lot of standing water on the roads. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or contractor, Diamond Rental has the right equipment for your next project at 12 Utah locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden. DiamondRental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.